Do not try and bend the spoon. That's impossible. Instead, only try to realize the truth.
What truth?
There is no spoon.
There is no spoon?
Then you'll see that it is not the spoon that bends, it is only yourself.
For some reason, when I woke up, I was thinking about this scene from The Matrix. And as I was trying to make sense of my half-a-dream thoughts, my half-a-reality worries crept up from the back of my mind. There I was, thinking of all the goals I wanted to achieve. Let's call these spoons I want to bend. And also, of all the challenges that keep me from achieving them. The fact that spoons require a physical force applied to them for them to be bent. My reasons for worrying are on the lines of not having enough time or money to actually achieve my goals. And I find myself trying to find ways to make the most out of the little time or money that I do have. And sometimes you might find that these optimizations ultimately have nothing to do with my goals. And this inner child monk is actually trying to tell me what it is that I am doing wrong. The inner child monk in me is trying to tell me that I shouldn't try to over-optimize on the time or the money that I have in order for me to achieve a goal. That's an impossible feat in itself. Instead, I should only try to realize the truth. There is no time or money ultimately, and I will see it as not the time or money that needs to be optimized. It is only myself. I guess once a person gets it into their mind that they are capable of doing something, not even reality or the physics behind it can stop them from doing it.